by you.
All aboard! The Night Train!
Sunday night at 9 p.m, it's the Night Train.
A non-stop musical journey, taking in music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll.
Latin scorchers. Scratchy 78s.
Deep gospel, Delta blues.
Heavyweight dub. Psychedelic nuggets. And a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 p.m. here on Sheffield Live.
The Breakdown. 4 o'clock classic.
For the first time,
Oh, it's got a bit of a fade out. But yeah, that was lovely. Thank you for indulging me again. So yeah, that was Soft Sound of Your Voice by Sparrow and The Workshop. And when I was on the show last November, Joel informed me that, unbeknownst to me, there was a new album out by Jill Lorien, and that's the alias of Glasgow-based singer-songwriter Jill O'Sullivan. And I remarked that I'd very nearly chosen a song from her former band, Sparrow and the Workshop, as my 4 o'clock classic choice on that date. So I'm fulfilling that now instead. And yeah, it's a bit of a deep cut because it was never actually a single, but it's from the trio's second album, Spitting Daggers, that was released in 2011. And it's one of my absolute all-time favourite songs. I think it's just so beautiful and haunting, and the lyrics about emotional conflict and temptation and unresolved yearning and possibly considering crossing a line and choosing not to. It's just, it is a classic in my mind. So I hope everyone else enjoyed it as well.
I was happy to indulge you on that. 5 o'clock is 54 minutes away. We have plenty of music to play, so we better get started. Danielle Hull, you thought he was a new artist? I scoffed at you thinking Danielle Hull was a new artist. He'd many, many times played, but not since about 2021, because Hardcore, which is a fantastically, ridiculously stupid but clever album, it is absolutely bonkers, the album came out, and he's been quiet since, but he does a lot of production work and writing with other artists. I think he has worked with Pink Panthers before, so that explains why she is on this new single, the comeback single for Danielle Hull, Starlight. Now we're going to play something that was left over from last week from John, who we will say get well soon. He had an operation this week, and all is going well on that, so there's a chance he might be in the studio next week with me. I'm going to say, don't push yourself too much, John, but it'd be a pleasure to have you here. Danielle Elhal first.
But I'm not certain anymore. Time isn't dead, and it's been knocking at my door. All I can see is that this will just catch fire. Even with a passport, baby, you won't get that far. I still get this feeling when it hurts so bad. I've met someone like you, they
from OK Button, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
I really like that. Thank you for suggesting that one, John, and get better soon.
Yeah, Nuclear Daisies is the name of the band. And I remember from John last week saying that it's former members of Ringo Death Star.
I remember that name.
Have come together. I don't know how many of them make up the five or six in the band, but this is their second record as Nuclear Daisies. First Taste of Heaven is the name of it, and it comes out on the 1st of August, I think, and that track was Infinite Joy. And bear this in mind, Jen, a rule of the breakdown is if you are a guest artist, at the end of the show, if there's one song that you really wanted to play, it's added to next week's playlist, and that's why that was played today. So how good must last week's show have been?
It must have been, yeah.
Bloody hell. Okay, what did we play before that? It was Danielle Hall. Oh, my God. He is ridiculous in the best possible way.
Yeah, yeah. Featuring Pink Panthers and, yeah, Starlight. It certainly went hard.
What a track that is. Okay, you are going to have an Isle of Wight double after this track that I'm going to play now. But it is from PTUSA, who I've slept on this artist. Only came across him this year, but really shouldn't have, because he's had three albums already. The last one, I think it was just called USA a couple of years ago, is fantastic. All the pre-release singles from the Yips have been amazing. And the album came out yesterday. and it's good. So, multiple tracks could have played, could have been album of the week. This is Ask Someone Else from it. Ask Someone Else, from PTUSA's fourth album, The Yips, produced by Chris Waller from that there Def Cab for Cutie. Mm. Really recommend having a listen to the record. Also out yesterday.
Oh, that was my cue. Wet Leg had their sophomore album out called Moisturizer. And yeah, do I have to say about that? Yeah, the album contains more of their 90s alt-rock influence riffs and sharp-witted lyricism, but it also, I think, showcases their evolving sound and their collective creative strength as a five-piece.
Well, we should play something from it then.
We should. Well, I think that maybe we should play one of the previously unreleased tracks, and it's a song called Pond Song.
Yes. this is Ravelo, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Another one with a fade out. That you just heard was a bit of an Isle of Wight double.
What is happening there?
I don't know.
Hold on. I think I know what I've done. No, that's why that's happened there, because
I hadn't moved the tracks around. That's all right.
That's on me that time.
Well, we heard another little bit of the first song, which is good because I was about to mention it. So the first one was Pond Song by Wet Leg off their second album, Moisturiser. And then after that, also from the Isle of Wight, you heard Coach Party with Do Yourself a Favour. That's the second single from their forthcoming album, Caramel, which will be out on the 26th of September via Chess Club Records. And it will follow up their 2023 debut LP, Killjoy. And the band say that Do Yourself a Favour is their sympathy for anyone who struggles to find the drive or confidence to move forward through life's challenges. So that's nice of them.
It is. Someone I'm amazed we can, which is a new artist for the show, is the band Goon, all capitals, because their third album, Dream 3, came out yesterday, keeping up a nice three-year release pattern, 2019, 2022 and 2025. I was certain we played them before, but it turns out we've played the Goon sax five times and no Goon. That's going to be righted now because we're going to play Fruit Cup from this album. And then we'll be back with my treble seven. Come on, Jen, you can do this. It is very hot in the studio.
Thank you. and in the violet shade, softly he will open up once more.
That's okay, that's Goon. That clearly goes into the next song on the album, Fruit Cup from Dream 3. Okay, it's well past 4:30. I better crack on with my 777. Only 1:07 on my first one, though. Nihilistic Easy Rider. Brilliant name for a side project. It's Jacob Duarte, who's fronts the Texas band Narrowhead, has an album called Deluxe Edition coming out in a couple of weeks' time. Brilliant name for an album. You're going to hear a track called Face Down from him, and then something from Angel Dust, and then Grumpy. I'll tell you more about those on the other side.
The Breakdown, 777.
The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2.
Thank you.
Treble 7 complete. We started off with Nihilistic Easy Rider, a track called Face Down, and then I kept on the hardcore theme with something from Angel Dust, who turned out to be a new artist for the show, but the beat is from the Baltimore band's, I think it's from an album out in a couple of months' time, but that was a stonker. And then a change of pace for Grumpy, who are putting out an EP called Piebald next month. That was a track, Crush, and it's the follow-up to an album from 2020. So, long in the making, the album was called Loser, and it had a great song title on it called You Don't Like Dogs. And it also had one called Doggy. So, yeah. That was Grumpy. Okay, your longest song of the afternoon is coming up now.
Yeah, exercising my prerogative to play that after your treble seven.
You can do that.
So, yes, Manchester post-punk band Maruja released Saoirse yesterday. And the name Saoirse means freedom in Irish Gaelic. This single is coming out ahead of their debut album, Pain to Power, that's due on the 12th of September. But this particular song serves as a solidarity anthem with Palestine, mourning the attempted erasure of a people and drawing parallels with the resilience of the olive tree. The band invites listeners to hold space in your mind for Palestine and to donate to medical aid for Palestinians.
Thank you.
was Marija and a track called Sertia, in which they remind us that it's our differences that make us beautiful. And through that single, they are trying to raise money for the medical aid for Palestinians.
That was a fantastic track. We're going to do it double now. The second part of it will be the third part of this week's Album of the Week from Jessica Winter. You're going to hear the first song on her album, my first album. First, Home Counties, who are a brilliant, brilliant live band. They're ready in their second album. The title track came out a couple of days ago, Humdrum, so we're going to play that. But, Jen, this tour, which gets to Hallam's Hotel in Sheffield on the 1st of December, okay, one of my bugbears is about tours that don't make sense.
Yeah, bad planning.
Can you see what my issue is with this particular tour?
I'm just scanning it. It's hopping around. Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. It is not an intuitive geographical layout, is it?
On consecutive nights, they are playing Nottingham, Glasgow and Leeds. Head should roll for that. But this song is great. If you can see them live, you should do. This is Humdrum.
Johnson, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
I'm ambitious, I've seen visions, destiny calling me. I don't need this fortune teller taking my money.
That is the first track on Jessica Winter's album of the week, album, my first album, and it's called Nirvana, and the album only gets better from that point on. Home Counties before that with Humdrum, and we're up to date. Two more tracks to go in this hour. It's Jen Softbait. Who the hell are they?
They are a New Zealand band, and their single Long Line was released on 3rd of July. It's the second single off an upcoming album called Life Advice that will be out on the 25th of July via Flying Nun Records. And I think that if you're into Billy No Mates and her mix of anger, exhaustion and black humour about everyday struggles, then I think you're going to like this.
I'm sure I will.
I come from a long line of bad backs, and I come from a long line of arguments that happened before me. Real chip on the shoulder, real chip off the old block. Real chip on the shoulder, real chip off the old block. And I come from a long line of bad backs, and I come from a long line of arguments that happened before me. Real chip on the shoulder, real chip off the old block.
Real chip on the shoulder. Real chip off the old block. Wild world. Wild times. Wild world. Wild times. So sleep well. So sleep well. You're gonna need it. You're gonna need it. So snuggle up. From a long line of bad backs, and I come from a long line of arguments that happened before me. Real chip on the shoulder, real chip on the old block. Real chip on the shoulder, real chip on the old block. Me and you, us and them. It's me and you, us and them.
I don't think they'll mind.
I don't think they'll mind. That was Long Line by Soft Bait.
That's a great song, that. One more track to go before we hand over to Reggae Time, who are setting up in the background. I've only got one that will fit. So you're going to hear the new single now from Anna of the North. It's always good to have her back. And this track is called Give Me Your Love Back. Okay, Breakdown will be back next week. Thank you very much, Jen.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Sweet. Satan's world.